my brother's brother-in-law, he had a pawn office in Garda Street, Andy Duffy, and he had a revolver there, and an old revolver, he had ammunition for it, you say, and he told me, so I'll take it. I said, you're the bloody chance, was he, you know. I'll take it. I took the revolver anyway. I stuck it down, me stocking here. I was going home that night, except when Roddy O'Connor, he was at work then, the Dibley too, and right at the Bank of Ireland, down come two loads of tans, and they jumped off the lorries. We got the fresh of it, Daddy, like, I thought we were going to hold us up. They thought they were going to be ambushed there. They jumped off, but I got through there anyway. I brought the revolver up to Castle Street the next day, and I put it up the chimney, the little edge of the chimney in the way. No, I put it up there.
You were the dispensary porter at that time.
Huh?
You were the dispensary porter then.
I put it up the chimney. So there was one day, a fellow, Johnny O'Reilly, he walked to the corporation, he come in. I said, right, Johnny, I'm telling Johnny about the revolver. I says, you'll take it. He got so I'd be glad to get shot of it. I gave him the revolver and a bit of ammunition, you see. He went down that evening to a pub in Parliament Street, and there was some big fellow, I forget who he was, shot out of the castle that day. He went down to Gleason's of Parliament Street, and they were having a drink. Seven other fellows, one of them said, we should have a look at this revolver. He went out, and in the laboratory there was a glass roof, and he put the bloody thing, he pulled the trigger, the bloody bullets went out to the glass roof. They were lucky they weren't arrested because the trouble.
Was that before 1916?
During the trouble, yeah.
Yeah, around 1916.
Yeah.